Hello?
Hello, Alex speaking.
Hey,
John.
Alex. What's going on, man?
Sorry about the wait, dude.
I
hung up. No, I was on the line waiting for somebody to pick up, and then you called, so awesome.
All right, cool.
Sorry about the wait, man. I was, like, in the middle of getting rid of all the access to those other people, and they, of course, like, within fucking 10 minutes, they were like, Alex, somehow we lost access. Can you give us access again? And I was like in the middle of writing a message. I know it's kind of funny, and I try not to laugh, but dude, like
right.
The same thing. The truth is, bro, the same thing is going to happen to you if you don't produce.
Right. I get it.
It's not. I mean, it's just.
I laugh about it, but just, you know, it's common sense to make sure, though. You know, especially just in life,
dude,
man. You know, I even
if
do
we
that,
had
I,
more money.
You know?
If we had more money and more time to just wait, you know, for them to think of something that would work, in the meantime, they're not spending any money. I'm spending
right.
the money, right?
I was going to say that,
like,
yeah.
We're spending the money. We've already spent, like, probably close to $1,500 or $2,000 on ad stuff, probably a total of $2,000 with the setup fee. And it ended up costing us like $300 a lead that's gotten nowhere. So I'm just sending them a quick message at the moment, just saying like, I'm just going to send them a quick WhatsApp message and then I'm going to opt out. Like I'm going to opt out of that and then we're done. I had to just make sure like I took all their access away. And I don't mean to say it to you like that. It's really not that harssh. It's really not that harsh unless somebody takes it that way. It's really just.
Right.
They presented us with a service, and unfortunately, you know, it's not really their fault. It's not like I'm blaming anybody. The whole situation basically is like this. A buddy of mine that I worked with at other companies, he has a friend of his, James. Like, he's in the best situation, because they've been best friends since they were, like, you know, teenagers or younger. So, they have that trust. Most companies are like, hey, put up some money, do this, like, because they don't know you. Well, that's his friend. So
right.
His friend, being that they're, like, fully partnering, he put up all the money. He put up all the money for the ads and for the numbers and for this and that. And my buddy didn't have to put up anything except sell the deals, right? So it's a much more economically friendly way of doing things, but it came with a lifelong friendship, which I didn't have. So he ended up, I guess he ended up knowing this dude that was working with me until today. And, he said, hey, I got this guy who wants to do the same exact thing that James is doing. He wants to mirror it because it's working, but he wants to work with a good solar company, somebody who's going to be good and be professional and work hard. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll check it out. So I talked to him and I was like, all right, well, why not give it a shot? But the one thing that I realized is anytime, and this is kind of like my new rule as of now, is if they're foreign, I'm not working with them. It's not that they're all bad. It's just that there's always a crutch there. There's always going to be a disconnect because they don't know, right? They just don't know. And unfortunately, we went into this with him saying, oh, we worked with another solar company in a different area. You know, we have this process that worked really well for him. You know, he sold like 4 or 5 deals in a month. And we're going to do that with same thing with you. We'll get you leads. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, it didn't exactly happen at all. I told you, the only thing that got leads was my video. So.
Gotcha.
It's just business, man. We can't spend it.
Yeah.
I got like $700 left on the credit card. And I'm not going to waste another dollar.
Yeah. I mean, performance is key. You know, I mean, I look at it as like this, you know, and I hate to say it like this, but it's honest truth. Anyone that knows me well, it's the same thing. I even do that with friends. You know, it's unfortunate, but I have very select few friends. I call pretty much all of them our family, though. You know what I mean? I don't have friends. I have family. And, you know, if the ones that are weighing you down, they're not on the same page with you or with your goals in life and things like that, it's kind of like having weeds in your yard. You're going to pluck them out. You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate because
exactly.
You kind of have to do that, you know. We have
I've been in businesses where if I didn't produce, it was like, well, your value is not where we needed to be. either I'm getting paid too much and they're going to fire me, or I'm not getting paid enough and they'll take a chance on training me. But in the end, if I'm not producing and I'm not a benefit to the company, it doesn't matter how much friends we are or how nice we are to each other.
Yep, it's business.
It's just business, man. I'm spending way more than the $500 I gave you that's going to go so much further in, you know, the Greek, you know, dollar or whatever, you know, and the other partner of his was like in India, really, really stand-up guys, but they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to produce results. All they know how to do is set up ads and start them and go through the motions, but they don't, there's so much more to it than that, and they just don't have it yet.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, we'll make sure to get this thing going for you.
Sorry, dude. I got 250 views on a short video I made.
Just now?
Fuck yeah! No, I published it a few days ago. I'm just saying, like, I don't have any followers, man. I don't have any followers. You can check it out if you want. It's just Texas Premier Solar. I have one subscriber. That's it. Like, because it's such a new channel, and I'm just doing like educational content. And but the thing is, what I realized, and this is where, like, you have to learn, is the videos are great, but you got to, like, make the video and then make a short out of the video.
Yeah,
right? People will take the short, and then they'll go to the video. So it's pretty cool. It's what I'm trying to do today. I'm trying to take, like, all those videos and make a short out of it so I can, like, make shorts and reels and things like that. I'm learning, dude. And that's the thing. All this bullshit, people making us pay for stuff that doesn't work. I'm just like, you know what, the only way to get it done right is to do it myself. And I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to be jack of all trades, master of nothing.
Right.
So, anyway, what do you got for me, man? Sorry, I don't want to take up much of your time. Go ahead.
No, you're cool, man. You're cool. I understand sometimes too. I feel like a therapist to a lot of business owners, you know, cause there's a lot of things that you guys go through. It's your livelihood. So I understand. I'm going to put it that first, but two, as far as what we're doing in general, did you guys get to talk about you and Morgan about how much you wanted to put toward the ads so that way I could put this through as well too? I want to make sure I'm doing everything right to the T here. So
as far as what, I thought we were going to do the 900.
When we just talked with Morgan, he was asking if we should put an extra 300 or not for the ads. I got whatever you guys want, I can go ahead and do.
I think where we're at right now is kind of like what you were saying before, where let's start with the 900 for 3 months.
Okay.
And then if we need to add more, you tell me. I'll get in a meeting with Morgan and be like, yo, dude, we're fucking killing it. We need to get more money in there. And then we can increase our ad spend. The whole thing, like, I'm trying to, I know a lot of people probably don't share certain things, but I'll give you the whole gist of it. Morgan put up, you know, he said in the beginning he would put up, he said he figured maybe 30 grand to start. So he put up 15, right, and we used the money for our ad building or our website building and everything like that, right? That contract's ending. Plus there was like 3 months of pay for me as a sales rep. So some of that went to me, put an extra 10 in there, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay.
Right? So we have about 10 to 15,000, say 10,000 left.
Yeah.
Right, to put into this, which should be enough to get us at least one sale so we can get some fucking money back in there and start working off of that.
Replenishing.
I mean, even one sale would replenish that. And I'm okay with not taking a paycheck. Right? I'm totally okay with it. I'm working with another solar company on the side because of all the bullshit and nobody helping us. So, when we pay. So, yeah, no, let's stick with the 900. Yeah. Let's stick with the 900, and if we need to add more, let's add some more.
Sounds like a plan. Just make sure you talk to me so that way I can put it towards that completely. I want to make sure you guys are still getting your discount, or, you know, I should say your promotion putting through. Because if you talk to anybody else on that, I'm telling you right now, they'll probably try to do it towards regular pricing, and I don't want that to happen to you guys. So anything for your package or adding any type of money on there, talk to me on that, okay? Email me. You have my email now, too. That way I can make time to put that towards that for you, all right? It's very important because it's not, like I said, you saw our website and everything, the pricings are different. So
you
I
mean
make sure
putting,
keep it, that
it,
way.
Towards, putting it towards the ad spend?
Correct. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Alex, are we using your card or are we putting it under his name? How is that part going?
No, we're gonna end up using mine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And on the
card,
Yeah.
Here's a question I have for you. Can we do a ACH deal? Can you take it out of our business account?
No. We used to, actually, and then we stopped on that. There's many reasons behind that, but we take any type of card, though. Visa, American Express, Discover, things like that. But, yeah, the funny thing is, in our systems being fully transparent, it shows as an option still, but I know we can't use it no more.
Yeah, so let me text my wife real quick, because we're in the process of buying this house we're in from her son.
Okay.
So we need to, every time we do, even if it's, because basically if I put it on my card, I get reimbursed from our company. So even if I put it on my card and get reimbursed, we have to justify that, and she's handling it. It's so stupid right now. So let me, hang on, let me, all right, hang on, hey, baby. They cannot do ACH. Google payment. What can I do?
Oh, and let me put this right too.
Yeah, because we don't have a we didn't get any debit cards with our account or anything like that. So,
no, but that's smart.
Nobody should never do that. The other thing is we were gonna open. So the business is gonna be run by me and my wife in the future. That was the whole thing, like them backing off, helping out in the beginning, building it, them backing off. And us running it, and that was the whole game plan, which is fine. So we were going to open a credit account. You know, we were going to get credit underneath the company name. But again, it still goes under our credit. And right now with the whole house situation, it just sucks. Like everything that we're doing, we have to justify. So like even if that money comes in, it's like, well, now we got to justify why that money went into our account, and then it went, like, it's a reimbursement type deal. So it's just stupid. It's so stupid.
I know. My sister, my mother's side of the family, all do mortgage loans, things like that, so I get it, bro. I'll put it that way.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So I'm trying, let's see here. I'm just waiting for her to get back to me, and we should be able to figure it out. Most likely, it's just going to be a credit card. I mean, if that's the option we have to go, I have it, the credit card, so I'm actually going to get my wallet now, and then we should be good. Is there anything else you need from me in the meantime while I'm waiting for my wife to answer me?
Yeah, I was going to say, first off, how do you spell your last name?
Like the drink, beer.
Stop. Are you for real?
Yeah. Yes,
I
sir.
Love it.
Yeah, like the drink, beer. Yep, Alexander Beer.
I love it. Okay. and then also, how do you spell Morgan's last name?
Mulch. M-U-L-C-H. Mulch.
All right. Man, you guys are making things easy for me here. Okay, cool. So let's go.
Yes, sir.
And then I put in a lot of stuff just from looking, doing my research on keywords for you guys, but I want to make sure if there's things that I could be missing or things that, you know, you guys want to make sure to add, you're more than welcome. You guys, I have never hit the limit yet, but you guys have to 100 keywords and phrases to choose and modify at any time. Okay, so I just want to make sure you're aware of that. Okay, all right. Let's start with that part then. Now, I have just the ones that I put in myself. Like, do you guys obviously solar panels? So, do you guys do solar upgrades?
Solar upgrades. I think so. I mean, what do you mean, like, as far as somebody, like, adding to their system? Or
correct.
You mean, like, they're at the end of their contract? Yeah, we can do that.
Just to get that, you know, I want to make sure it's solid, at least, though, because these keywords, right? Solar inspection.
Yes.
Solar installation, repair, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, do you do solar system design? like how it's put and everything, obviously, too, right? Okay.
I do. I do it.
Okay. And then these ones I got from the internet for you guys, though, so just tell me yes or no on these as well. I got Grid Tied Solar System Services.
Yes.
Battery Bank Services.
Yes.
Okay. Ground Mounted System Services as well.
Yes.
Okay. Inverter Services.
Yes.
Okay. Off-Grid Solar System Services.
Yeah, we do it. We do that. It's a little different, but yeah, we do it.
Okay. I just pulled this out. So, what about hybrid solar system services? To be honest, I have no idea what that means, but yeah.
Hybrid meaning what? Meaning
found that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because that sounds like solar and like grid power, solar power, generator power. Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. And I put installation and repair for each of these as well, too. Is there anything that you can think of that is very important to put in here as of right now?
Let's think. Well, we do the site surveys. We do permits. You know, we take care, it's a full service. So we take care of the site surveys, the permits. We take care of the HOAs, like homeowners association, contacting them. I mean, it's a whole contacting the electric companies. So with the whole service, we do roof replacements, like, somebody needs a roof. Roof replacements. It's all part of it. Like, it's all part of the incentives for somebody to move forward with it. We can get people a roof. We can do main panel upgrades, main service upgrades. Plus, we are, you know, the biggest thing is we answer the phone. So I don't know how you would word that, but like communications, a concierge type setup where somebody calls, we answer. Somebody messages me, I answer. Like we're very dedicated to customer service.
I'm gonna put in my words on this one. When you talk to our team tomorrow, they might want to check in with them on this one. Maybe 24/7 solar. You know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think out of the box there, because if I was to quick search on Google, that's probably what I would put 24/7 solar on there. That way, you know.
Okay.
And again, you're not married to these. You can always change them out. You can always, you know, keep more.
Here's the thing. When I was talking to my partner, we were talking, and the one thing he pointed out to me was, forget everything you know. Forget what you think is what people want to hear. You know, forget about that. Forget everything that you know, and meaning like when we hire a company like yours or anybody, forget what you know, right? Yeah. At the point when we hire you, yes, of course you're going to ask questions, things like that, but we have to let you do your job.
Okay, perfect, good.
Micromanaging, things like that. So, and that's the thing. I know what people don't, I know what I've heard in the past, people complaining about, you know, the biggest issues and things like that. The biggest issues in the solar industry are communication, workmanship, and insurance. That is the biggest
insurance
thing. That's what people try to say about their companies, but they never follow through. Communication, huge one. People hate when they call in and they can get a hold of somebody and they never get a return call. Nobody ever answers them. They hate when they call in and don't get anybody. You know, they hate when they're told things that aren't true. It's a huge thing that's been screwing up this industry, which is why a lot of people, you know, I have to like tread lightly, because a lot of people have trust issues in this industry, and it sucks. It really sucks. So communication, right? People want to be able to contact, and people want to be able to talk to people. Workmanship. They want to make sure the job is done right. They want to make sure that they're not going to have leaks in their roof, that, you know, they're going to, you know, that the job is going to be done correct, that if, you know, if they get a new roof, it's going to be done right. You know, if they have to take out an exhaust fan for natural convection, You know, they want to make sure, again, that it's going to be done right. Are they going to do this job correctly? So workmanship, right? Are the guys, how's their safety, right? Are they get, they have proper PPE? Do they have, is there going to be somebody who's experienced in doing the work?
Yeah, they got to be able to try to go on top of the roof. This is a big deal for the people, you know, so I get it, man.
Right. A lot of people are like, well, what about the holes in my roof? They're going to drill in my roof? Right. So I'm pretty good at explaining that to people and getting over that. But, you know, they just want to make sure, again, the workmanship. So the, I guess communication, like I said, concierge-type deal. People call in. For now, they're going to get directly connected with me. Workmanship, I guess the easiest way to explain that is kind of the way I explained it to the customers. People, like I said, people want to make sure the job is done correctly. And then insurance is, the coverage, you know, what type of coverage are we going to get? What's the warranties, you know, things like that. So, who's going to do the service work? So they want to make sure, you know, it's a hands-off program with us where we come in, you sign the paperwork after you get presented a good deal and proposal and all that, you sign the paperwork, we take it from there. You don't have to do anything but sit back, relax, and start saving some money. We take care of everything from start to finish.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to need this part a little. I put in a lot in here, but I'm going to make sure when they talk to you again tomorrow, they go into those heavy details for you on that. Okay. So we want to make sure I'm not going to try to act like, oh, I know the best thing for you, blah, blah, blah. I won't do that to you, man. That's just not who I am. So I want to leave it to the experts on that part. And then I have everything else here. So this is good. So how the next part we'll do is the voice verification. I don't want to forget this because that's a secondary form of protection for you, okay? I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to get a voice verification pretty much, and then I will put the pricing in there and then also even, knock on wood, but tell you how to go ahead and cancel if they ever decided to do that, okay, as well. Now,
what do you mean?
So let's say if you decide, hey, this is not for us, blah, 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 I want to make sure I tell you under the recording how to do that. Pretty much I just tell you how to call, just ask for customer service or customer support, I'm sorry, at the 877 number. No extension or anything like that, and they'll be able to answer right away, okay? But I will say that again in the recording part here. Now,
is it an automatic payment? Is that why? Is it like every 3 months 900 is going to come out?
No, that's the next part I was going to go over with you on there. So after 3 months, because, again, we normally don't do contracts. The reason I got it approved for you because I wanted to help save some money. We brought it up, right? So after the 3 months, it will go back to month to month. So before that time, obviously you and I will talk. So that way you could say, hey, John, we could do another 3 months to do that savings, or we can do month to month at that regular pricing. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So just want to make sure I'm giving you all the keys here, everything, all the information, no surprises at all, okay? If we don't talk at that time, it will automatically go month to month. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that, okay?
Okay. Well, what's the chances that we don't talk?
Shoot, man. Every time I keep track of all my customers. So I would actually call you literally the month before. Say, all right, how things are going? Because for your account, it's a little different and specific because I want to make sure that you're not, what's it called? The ad spend is not flushed and you're like, what are we going to do now? Like, I want to check in on that part. So before any hiccups, you're like, okay, I'd rather be not reactive. I want to be proactive. There you go. So that's important to me. All right. So without further ado, I'll go over the voice verification, and then we'll take it from there, okay? So give me 1 second here. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Texas Premier Solar, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Alexander Beer, owner, managing partner.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, just like we're talking about communication, right? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. So, Alex, after this part here, after this recording, we're going to set up a security question and answer. We will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer to it, okay? So I want to make sure you're well protected and everything's very confidential. And you can obviously give that questionnaire and answer to Morgan as well, okay? I just want to make sure you're aware of that. All right, perfect. I'm going to continue here.
Thank you.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, I can do that. Sure.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 13th in the non-refundable amount of only $900. After the 3 months are up, it will automatically return back to $449 month to month unless you decide to sign up for another 3 months. We'll be at the same prorated rate at $900, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Just like I said, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on everything there, okay? So that's on the recording here.
Sure.
Let's go with this.
Do I get a copy of it?
Oh yeah. Everything you want to make sure, and I'm actually going to send the paper copy as well too, right after a payment here. So I don't forget my promises, man. All right. So as far as who's, were you able to talk to, was it your wife you said?
No, but I'm just going to have to make the decision myself. Fine.
Okay. All right.
It is what it is. I really don't know what else to say. Not really much else I can do.
I know, yeah. Well, here's the other thing, man. You just blame it on me. I don't want you getting in the doghouse with your wife, you know. But all right.
Just before I make it, just hang on the line. Hang on the line for 1 second. Let me just reach out to her real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can put me on hold here. All right.
Hey, bro. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Oh, all right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, my wife brought up a good point. Let me, she brought up a good point. Let me see instead of having to go through our account, I'm going to see if what I can do is set up a payment option. Hang on.
Sure.
Add payment. I'm going to see if I can add a payment to the credit card from my business. And that way the payment just comes right from my business instead of going to our bank account, and then we got to verify and all that shit. So let me get the routing number, account number, and all that. Let me pop it in.
Okay.
Yeah, and let me see if I can do all that. All right, let me see. Yeah, accounts.
And if you can multitask, I was going to ask which security question you want to use. You have three choices on there. But let me know. If not, you could do that first. Completely up to you.
Yeah, no. What do you got?
Okay. All right, we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in,
that's fine.
Or your first pet's name.
City I was born in, huh? Yeah, we could do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, you can make up any answer as long as you don't forget your own answer.
No.
So I don't want to.
No, No. Use my mother's, or no, you, no, use my birth city. Use my birth city.
Okay.
It's Pompton Plains. P-O-M-P-T-A-N, or P-P-T-O-N. Pompton Plains, P-L-A-I-N-S, Pompton Plains.
All right. Perfect. Now, again, I will, and no one here will ever say that answer, okay? So just want to make sure you guys are protected on that.
Oh,
it saved it. Wow, spell check on there, man. It saved it as Pontoon Plains.
No.
Oh, my God. All right, let me see if I can change it. I got you. Hold up.
Oh, what am I doing? I have the account and routing number right here.
Pompton. Is it P-O-M-T-O-N, right?
P-O-M-P-T-O-N.
There we go. All right, cool.
Pompton Plains.
Golden. Okay.
Get out of there, buddy.
And then the billing to the address for the card that you're using, is that going to be a different address than the 800 South?
No.
It'll be the same?
No, it's...
Oh, wouldn't. Okay.
No, it's not going to be the same. No, it's going to be my address, which is... Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready for you, partner.
Okay. It's 3507. Mm-hmm. That's it's gonna be two words, Lano Estacado. So L-L-A-N-O. Mm-hmm. Second word, Estacado, E-S-T-A-C-A, D as in dog, O.
Well, that's unique. All right.
And that's a court.
Okay.
Yep.
City.
Killeen. K-I-L-L-E-E-N.
Wow, that's very neat. Okay, and the zip code?
76549.
Perfect. Okay. And then, what kind of card is this? Is it like a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Hang on. The one that I'm going to give you. Hang on one second.
Okay.
All right, hang on one second. This one, I believe, is going to be a master.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat.
Yeah.
It is? Okay. So for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are. Hello?